We are told about the pride at first. That we should give up pride. Pride, there are so many pride. Pride of rude, beautifulness, pride of wealth. But if we give up all kinds of pride and all kapatata means
hypocrisy
means kapatata. If we will give up all kinds of hypocrisy, then we will not be alive. We will either die or we will be fully surrendered to Christ. If there is no desire, if there is no hypocrisy, if there is no pride, why one will marry? Will anyone marry? There is something hidden here. How you will step forth? Anyone connected for nothing, and he will have to die. So if he will give up all hypocrisy, desire, all pride, then how we can live? This is question. We will have to follow rule and regulation of Varnashram Dharma. We will have to keep our food. We will have to walk. We will have to take swas.
We have to breathe.
When you will eat anything so many lives will go. We take rice, chapati, all coming from ghee. Sweet is also a ghee. Anyhow, we'll have to take ashray of help of dharma and adharma go. You understand? How?
That whatever we are doing in our life, it is either religious or non-religious.
If we take potato, what is that?
It is a seed.
So without a dharma and dharma, we cannot. Secondly, if we will worship Krishna ananya, you know?
Exclusive.
If we are worshipping or serving Him
exclusive.
Then how we can worship our Gurudev? no? Because it is with her, how you will work with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? It will be forced. How you will work with Vaishnavas? How will you start Vaishnavas? Because there are several. मैं उनसे कहा हूँ वो देख करके दे देंगे my point. But
he saying if we do exclusive pattern of Krishna, how will we worship Gurudev, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vaishnava?
Then it will be worship of so many. So how it will be ananya, how exclusive? Because there are no two. There should be no two upasya. No two upasya.
What level did you?
Worshipable object.
That, then there will be 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 kinds of worshipable. And it will not be exclusive. Thirdly, how we should remember our Gurudev? Because also it will not be inclusive. Krishna, Radha, Gurudev, Mahaprabhu. There will be four kinds of Vaishnava, Lalita, Vishakha, Jamuna. That is why he is telling this. Na dharmam, na dharmam, na dharmam, siti gunale pankuru. In Ved, Upanishad, Quran, these are a fancy book. In this book, what is to do and what not to do, what is to do is dharma, what is not to do, it is adharma. So it has been explained there. All there. That what you should do and what you should do. What will you have to do, this is dharma, and what not to do is adharma. A man, what he does, comes in only two kinds of dharma or adharma. There is nothing third. Dharma or adharma. One is that we can do. That is dharma, no dharma, no adharma. If you will not following here dharma and adharma, restricted dharma and adharma fully, then we cannot leave a moment. Understand this point? We cannot leave for a moment. So, fear of not that Goswami is not telling of all these things. He is telling that in this world there are two kinds of persons. One, wise, and other, opposite to wise,
foolish.
Wise and foolish. Those who are foolish, for them there is rules and regulations. Only for them. Those who are foolish. Because without rules and regulations they cannot go and eat. For them, in school, teacher has a rod. Or it is. For whom? Those who are foolish, they don't want to read. Not for wise and those who are so much good students. Perform this stick is.
The foolish.
Foolish. I will have a stick here. But for why? No rules and regulations. Because he is, what he is doing, he is doing according to rules. He knows what is better and what is bad, and he is followed. But the foolish person, they don't know what to do and not to do. So a stick is for fools, because they don't want to go in a line. So Vedas, Quran, Upanishad has marked or told about dharma and adharma. It is only for that they should acquire adharma and go towards adharma. For them, for why? Only Krishna bhakti is told. What is adharma? What is adharma? It has been told for police, and they should follow. But for why? Only Krishna rati or Krishna prem has been told. This is for why. This is good. It is beyond dharma and adharma. So those who are doing, who want to do bhajan are big here. Big money wise. For them, Krishna bhakti is only. And those who are foolish, for them, dharma and adharma all, karma, etc. So here, Raghunath Das Goswami is telling only for wise, not for foolish. For foolish, I told you yesterday, Upadeshamrita, four slokas. to give up six kinds of
desires.
So he has is telling that those who are wise, those who want to have Krishna service, they should not follow dharma or adharma. They should go straight serving Krishna. We know that you cannot follow dharma and adharma because you don't see Western devotees. They don't know what is jutha or bhati or jutha. Jutha, you know?
Pure and unpure.
What is pure and impure? They take mahaprasadam
and took that harinamala
and give it to all. Or they don't wash hands?
Maharaji, you to Latin, because we are in the
some go to Latin and don't wash hands and all these things. Now you are coming in connection with us, you are doing all these things. But you are sometimes missing. But we don't see all these. We only see that they are serving Krishna, chanting Krishna, hearing Krishna katha. So Raghunath Das Goswami is telling this thing. We don't want to see whether it is dharma or adharma, what is pure or impure. But we should have chant, we should have to here departments of Krishna, we should do service of Krishna. And among them, every pure thing will come. Automatically, impure will be
gone,
given. Like, we cannot give, offer Krishna everything. White potato,
egg,
eggs and meat, this kind of thing. But they say,
drink,
it cannot be. There are so many things which cannot be given. In impure, when ladies are impure, they should not go to mandir. So everything will come among us. First we will go give Krishna what is told in Vedas. So we will not see whether it is impure or pure, dharma or adharma, told in Vedas. We will always try to please Krishna and his essence. This is our dharma, nothing. Whether in Vedas it has been restricted, anything. That what is restricted? A woman should not should serve her husband, But in case we see that so many ladies devotees have left their husbands and served as gopis has served. They had what galloped that Vedas world. So anyone can gallop. It has told that girls should marry. But we see that if anyone wants to serve all time Krishna, he may not have, he may not marry, no question. Anyhow, we will have to see Aravnath Das Goswami that we are not bound to follow them if they want to serve Krishna. So everything living, we should serve Krishna. If anything is to do, we should do it for the to please Krishna and his anything. It is winter season. Why you are giving this chadar or this chadar I am taking, you have taken warm cloth. Why? Why you have taken?
Because
I'm feeling cold. So whom? Krishna or you? You are feeling cold or Krishna is feeling cold?
I'm feeling cold.
So for you, for saving your body, you have taken. Is it bhakti?
No.
But I have taken, it is bhakti. Your is not bhakti. Why? I know that my body is of Krishna. So to serve, my body is also service of Krishna. Understood? So if anyone has offered their life solely to Krishna for the service of Krishna, his body should also be protected. So what we should do, we should do for the pleasure of Krishna. We say, if he dies, how we can serve Krishna? Then Krishna will be starved. So we should take something to life, to save our life, to serve Krishna. So whatever we should do, to please Krishna and his essence. So what in our life we'll have to do, we should give a drop of Krishna
nectar.
bhavana.
Mm-hmm. Bhavana means the
Krishna mood. Sadhani moves to bring it in there. So everything will be so fire, pure. A grihastha should always in mood that in my room, in my house, Thakur Seva, service of Thakur Ji. And what he is earning, he is doing, supporting his family, he is protecting his, and protecting his all wealth and everything. He is doing, constructing homes. Everything is a service of Thakur. And actually it should be. Why you can be here in India?
Sushi is.
What is this? This is service of Krishna.
Yes,
this is service. Because I will, after that, I will be engaged in Krishna. So you have come for service of Krishna. And if another moves to see India for yourself, then it will be. You should always remember that we are servants of Krishna. Servants of Radha and Krishna. You should not try to be bhokta. Bhokta means?
Enjoyer.
I am not enjoyer. If this will come, that I am not enjoyer, I am not karta, doer, then every problem will be solved in a minute. But it is so hard. Not hard for grihastha, but hard for also sannyasi. Very hard. So we should always think that we are servants. Made servants are servants. So we are not doers, we are not karta, we are not enjoyers. Enjoyers, we are enjoyers. Enjoyers means?
Bhokta. Krishna enjoys us.
So what is written in Hari Bhakti Vilas is to do is with Shraddha for the service of Krishna. It is only for Grihastha, not for Tyagi. Because Tyagi has done all these things. So we should try to be in Braja and always serve Kali. So if anyone is unable to be in Vrindavan, by mind he should try to be and start with it. You know that this is the first question. Now, second question. How you should treat Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He is not other than Krishna. He is himself Krishna. He has come in disguise. So Krishna is himself Sachinandan and Sachinandan Gaudhari is himself Krishna. So one can think that we should only serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No need of serving Krishna. But you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has ordered us to serve Krishna and chant Krishna. But we should remember that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself. If you know that Krishna is himself Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Krishna has done wrath, so we will do wrath with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it will be quite wrong. We should start wrath with Gaurachandra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Prabhu. And thinking ourselves as a seva. When it will be right, matured, Bhakti Bhakti, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will change into Radha and Krishna. And then Radha and Krishna Jugal Seva will be done. So what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told we should do, we should always chant Krishna here to them. Pastimes of Krishna and to live in Vrindavan. But we should always remember that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. He should be worshipped in that era. If anyone felt that if anyone is doing Krishna service, ashan of Krishna and sometimes ashan of Radha Krishna Bhav, it is not good. That's the thing, that the service of the ashan of worship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is worship of Radha Krishna. But yet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told, so we should worship Radha and Krishna. And we should know that by doing so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu worship is done automatically. Gurudev, Mahabhagavat, for advanced devotees, he is Sakhi of Krishna. Guru is Sakhi. We are seeing him in the shape of person. But actually he is. So, if anyone advanced, if a devotee is advanced, they can see him Gurudev as a Sakhi of Lalita and Lalita. And he is to worship as a Sakhi. Though in Shastra it has told that Gurudev is Bhagavan, God himself. But it is only that he is so near and dear to Krishna, not that Krishna himself. So first we should worship Gurudev and then we should worship Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise everything will be spoiled. You know that there is a lot of flower in any water,
pond,
in river or pond anywhere. And sun is in the summer season on the head. If there is water, then lotus will be
blue.
And if there is no water, then what will be done?
Dry.
At one place. If anyone sucks Gurudev, then Krishna Murti he will find there. And if any devotee is not paid on his Gurudev, not serving Gurudev well, then Krishna Bhakti will be dried. Krishna will take off his mercy. And no Bhakti is there. So we should serve Gurudev as a near and dear of Krishna, also in Sakhi Bhav, if any qualified person. Without serving Gurudev, anyone cannot have Krishna.
If one worships only Mahaprabhu, this is not good. But I was thinking, if you worship Mahaprabhu exclusively,
anyhow we should know that Krishna and Mahaprabhu are one. And we can do. we should not see that they are separate. You can do. You can search Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After searching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after some days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will
reveal
himself in truth.
For everyone he reveals this. So then there are not jivas that exclusively go to Goloka Navadvip only.
It may be not. If he is then is worshipping both in the same way, what he is told, and he wants to be in two parts, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Lila and Krishna Lila, then he will go there.